Hi, my name's Graham Dednam, and I'm the landlord and owner of the ferry boat in Whitchurch on Thames, based in England, in a lovely country village west of River Thames. Before coming to the pub, I was the UK operations director for an electronic document management company, and where I was responsible for five production centres, which stretched from Aberdeen in the very north of the UK right down to Bristol in the southwest. And following a short period of illness, having taken redundancy, I then decided to do something completely different, and I fell in love with what you might describe as my local, and I liked the place so much I decided to buy it. So, in the life of a landlord, it doesn't start as soon as the doors open, as some people might think. It starts a long time before that. So our typical day would start around about 10 o'clock in the morning, when we would all meet together. That's the key staff, the chefs, the bar manager, and over a nice cup of coffee, we would discuss the events of the previous day, any issues that arose, and how we can best avoid them occurring in future. Because we're human beings, and human beings make mistakes, and we need to make sure that what we do here in our pub is the best service, best quality of food, and best quality of beer and drinks. And that, of course, includes the occasional glass of wine. So, having had that meeting, we will then go about our different tasks, and these will include looking at our cellar to start with, to make sure that is in order in terms of its temperature, because we want to make sure that we serve our beer at the right temperature. And we will make sure then the bar is fully stocked for service. Similarly, we will restock anything in the cellar from our storeroom that needs to be done. Having done that, we'll then make sure that the public areas are all cleaned and tidied. That includes, of course, the toilets, which are very important, and the general service areas. And we'll check the restaurant to make sure that all the tables are nice and clean. My responsibility will also be to talk with the chef to make sure we have all the stock we require for the day, and if not, where we need to go and get that from. And we will also check to make sure that the specials board, in addition to the a la carte menus that we do here, are updated, because obviously specials do change on a daily basis, because obviously we only would serve so many of a special dish, because that's really what they're there for. Leading on from that, of course, there's various administrative tasks that you have to do here. We have to check the temperature of the meats that are delivered to us on a daily basis, because that's a requirement in law for us to document and keep accurate records of all of these things. So that all happens before we open the doors. And when we open the doors, of course, we have to make sure that we've got the right number of staff in place.